Shalom and welcome to this second hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. And by now you know that the second hour is strictly Chazonis. And we've been experimenting for the first hour from some of my old radio shows. So those who love Chazonis have a particular bonus. We'll be flipping back and forth to those old recordings and some new recordings. How about that? It's hard to believe that the High Holy Days are just around the corner. Yeah, next month. And I'm going to get you in a High Holy Day mood by playing quite a few selections for the High Holy Days, as sung by the great cantor Zavel Kvartin. Also, his real name is Zevulun, but Zavel Kvartin. Born in 1874, died in 1952. He was born in Novoarkhangelsk, Ukraine. Although he early on showed the talent and desire for singing, he was thwarted in his ambitions by his family. While working in his father's business, he continued to study business and sang in a synagogue choir. In 1896, on the Sabbath preceding his wedding, Kvartin officiated as Kazan in the Elizabethgrad, and thereby began his career, taking a post which lasted until 1903. After further musical studies in Odessa and then Vienna, he officiated at Vienna's Kaiserin Elizabeth Temple. In 1908, he was briefly in St. Petersburg, and then he went to Tabak Temple in Budapest, where he remained for 10 years. Then in 1919, Kvartin emigrated to the United States, and was appointed cantor of the Temple Emmanuel, becoming well known for the richness and fervor of his lyric baritone voice. As early as 1910, he became an active Zionist, and in 1926, he settled in Palestine, where he conducted services and gave concerts. He returned to the United States in 1937, accepting a cantorial position in Newark. Yay, Newark! You know, that's my old hunting grounds. That's where I was raised. Newark, New Jersey, the Weequahic section. Okay, so he was there, but I really had no idea what was going on with Chazonis in those years. His recitatives were transcribed for him by Herman Zales and published in 1928 in two volumes as Zemirot Zevulun, and then Tefilot Zevulun in 1938. So let's get right to the classic voice of Kvartin, and most of the recordings that will be played this hour deal with the High Holy Days, and the first selection will be Kol Nidre. Thank you. Zavol Kvartin with Kol Nidre. Did I mention that, of course, he was considered one of the greats of the Golden Era, along with Rosenblatt and Sirota and quite a few others. But he was born, as I may have mentioned, in 1874. So when he was in his 20s, it was period when phonograph recordings became invented, and he apparently recorded many, many, many albums of Jewish music. He passed away in 1952, but the bulk of his recordings were from the 20s and the 30s, very similar to Rosenblatt. Well, of course, Rosenblatt was 1933. Okay, next selection is Hineni Ha'oni.
Oh!
Okay, that was Hina Niho and Imi Maas. And we'll next hear Arom Yisora Me Ofor, Zavel Kvartin.
Thank you.
Zavo Kvartin. The next is a classic, Tehir Rabbi Yishmael, from the Martyrology, about the Ten Martyrs. This is a classic. A lot of his recordings are classics, but this certainly is one of the clear classics, Tehir.
Rabbi Shmuel Atzmoy Ve'yizkir Es Hashem Bishilu Etiyem Ve'yuhulu Lamoroim Ve'yuhulu Lamoroim Vishual Vishual Visual me is to his level, Sabbati. Venom loy. Thank you.
Are there many cantors that can do that oy vey and make it sound real? That's one I'm glad many cantors don't try to imitate. Okay, next, Al Chait. Okay, that was a short one. You know, in the early days of the 20s and the 30s, you couldn't have an album that had a side for more than 4 minutes. Maybe you get up to five here and there. But there certainly was a limitation. And most of the recordings hover around three and a half minutes. Okay, we're next going to hear Shoma Vatismach Tzion.
Oh,
Okay, I hope you're enjoying this Zabel Kvartin special. Coming up next with Ahavat Olam. Ahavas Olam. Ahavat Olam. Shoma Lach.
Thank you.
Okay, we're coming towards the end. Such great chazanis. It's true, I was criticized for not playing him often enough, and I plead guilty to that. I'm trying to make it all up in one fell swoop, but okay. Got a lot of Kvartan to play over the next, well, we'll see how many more years we have, right? Who can tell? Who can tell? Okay, let's here is classic Va'al Yedei. Classic Zavol Kvartan. Hope this is working. No, I'm going to come back to this. But I want to have the all your day. I want to make sure that this gets in. Here it is. Oh, sorry. Classic V'al Yedei Zavo, and the next is also a classic, Tika B'Shofar. Tika B'Shofar Gadol, something like that. Okay. Okay, let's go back to Moron de Vishmaya. Classic, classic. Okay, one more selection, by the way. If you have two or three favorite selections for the High Holy Days and you'd like me to play them on the program, you know, just email me, cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and over the forthcoming weeks leading up to the holidays, I'll be happy to play. I hope I have them in my collection. Okay, if you want to be a guest Chazanist lover, that's okay by me. Okay, Uviyom Simchaschem.
Oh, my God.
à lui lui servir.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed this Zavo Kvartin special, and I do have a request for your prayers for Chinky Bas Chana. Chinky Bas Chana, greatly appreciated. Thanks for joining with me. Don't forget to tell your friends that the program is on the air, especially those who love Chazanis. Thank you.